When Tillamook ice cream beckons you to the freezer aisle, which irresistibly creamy flavor do you choose? While you're thinking,
try not to fuck up the glass.
Tillamook ice cream. Extraordinary dairy.
You're listening to an OTT Play podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play, Lost and Found.
The 2004 noir mystery series Veronica Mars is not a conventional production that is often associated with its genre. Helmed by Rob Thomas, the series is a satire of class disparity which is explored within the confines of a high school. The titular character Veronica Mars is a popular girl at high school who becomes a detective after the death of her best friend. Kristen Bell slips into the complex role of Veronica, an intelligent young woman who has to navigate through the various intricacies of high school whilst also solving various mysteries in the fictional town of Neptune, California. The series leans on a familiar structure of episodic mysteries, but also focuses on the overarching season-long storylines. The CW TV show features a very unique aesthetic that is rife with early 2000s references. The visual language of the series will immediately take one back to two decades ago, and it is a style that has endured the test of time despite its unique appeal. In many ways, it can be construed as a more grounded or even an edgier version of Nancy Drew, but with compelling characters, thought-provoking themes, eerie mysteries, and some entertaining high school melodrama. Enrico Colantoni, who is best known for playing the mob boss Elias in Jonathan Nolan's Person of Interest, plays the role of Veronica's father Keith in the series, a doting parent and a sheriff-turned-private detective. The series also stars Percy Daggs III, Teddy Dunn and Jason Doring in prominent roles, with Hollywood stars Amanda Seyfried and Tessa Thompson also playing pivotal roles. While the pilot episode might seem a little outdated in terms of visuals and screenplay, the series quickly becomes captivating with its intriguing narratives and Veronica's sharp wit. The series returned with a sequel film in 2014 after its three-season run in the early 2000s and a fourth and final season in 2019.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug, but I ended up connecting to the world around me, a world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.